was asked some follow-up questions from yesterday, one of which referring to closing on a house during the 3 weeks of the 9 days. Would it be mutter to do so? So in terms of the 3 weeks, so we find in Hilchos Brachos, in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, Mishchaber says the following, Bana bayis chadash o kana kelim chadashim afilo hayalo kayotze be'elu tchila. So he says, if a person buys a new house, or if he buys new things, even if he had similar items beforehand, okana v'chaz v'kana, or he bought it and then he bought another one, mevarech al kol panim shechianu. Then he should still say, mevarech al kol kapam shechianu. He should still say a shechianu every time, meaning if he buys it and then sells it back and then buys it again, every time he does it, he should say a new shechianu. And then it goes so far as to say, "V'lav davka chadashim." It doesn't even have to be something new. Dehu adin liyishanim imhim chadashim lo shlo hayu shel elu shelo meolam. As long as it's new to you, that you've never had something similar to this before, or you've never had this item before, so then it still counts as something exciting for you, and therefore you would say a shechianu under those circumstances. Right, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, when it says that if you built a new house or bought new kelim, so he says, it's not coming lafuke buying a house. It's hu adin im kana bayis. Obviously, this is the same halacha if you bought a house. V'dafka keshebana o kana la'atzmo. So now is the important part for us in terms of the 3 weeks, specifically if you bought it for yourself. Avum yeshlo shutfus begava, but if you are a partner in this purchase, kol echad me'ashutfim avarech hatov ametiv. So he says that every one of the partners has to say vatov ametiv in Valkan, and therefore, kahol shebanu o kanu besa knesses, if you have a kehila that built or bought a new shul, yamu shlech tzibur vivarech bekol rama tov ametiv holzias kulam. So he says that the Shlich Tzibur should be motzi everybody with Hatova Meitiv. So this is seemingly what we would say when someone buys a house, that if a person buys a house, he's not chayef to say a Shechianu. Shechianu only applies when he buys the house for himself. But if he buys the house for his family, so it would be similar to anything where you would buy a family purchase, and the bracha would be Hatova Meitiv, which would be mutter during the 3 weeks, because the only issue during the 3 weeks is to say a Shechianu because of the issue of the Zman Hazeh, not because of the issue of Simcha. However, if you look in the Bir Halacha, he does quote an important opinion in Achronim who disagrees. So first he quotes in Bir Halacha, look in the Lechem Chamudas Eli Rabba, that Yeshlo Isho Banim Havi Kamishi Yeshlo Shutfin Bo Mavarach HaTov HaMeitiv. If you have a family, so when you buy a house, you say HaTov HaMeitiv. So that, and he says that, and so too we say it in Kalim, as we mentioned yesterday, when you buy a family car, you say Hatova Meitiv. But then he points out, Yineva Chaye Adam Mechalik. The Chaye Adam differentiates. Tibekana Kalim Chashuvim, Shishtam Shibohem Huvene Veso, Inza Mitzarachi of Nikra Bezetova. He says, if you buy a nice car, you buy nice things, and there's no reason to have to buy this for your family, meaning they don't have to get along with such nice things, that's called a Tova, and therefore you make the Bracha Tova Meitiv. Mashenkin Hacha. But here it's different. Says you're chayev to buy a place for your wife and your kids to live, and therefore it would not be a tova meitiv. You're not doing them any favors by buying them a place to live, and therefore the bracha would be shechianu and not a tova meitiv, which would, according to the Chayyadim, be a problem to make such a bracha during the 3 weeks. However, the Bir Halacha himself disagrees. He says v'lo nihira. I don't agree. Debavur banav hazacharim mishigil lechal sheish mizona shenosin lahem rak hu rak bechlal tzedaka. Once your kids turn 6 years old, at least your boys turn 6 years old, when you allow them to live in your home, that's not a chiyuv that the chachamim or the Torah placed upon you. Rather, that's a chiyuv of tzedaka. Obviously, who should support your 6-year-old boys if not you? And therefore, you are the most chayiv in tzedaka versus anybody else. But nevertheless, it's not me'ikar adin that you have to house them, and therefore you're considered giving them tzedaka. Ubevade abay shekana avuram utova gemura. So therefore, certainly you could say that the house that he bought for them is a tova, certainly a favor. Vafilo var ishto alo yachol liskor dira avura ve'ena mechuyev liknos bayis b'shul zeh. You could have bought your wife a smaller apartment. You don't have to dafka buy her a nice house. U'kshekone bayis b'vada yesh lahem simcha saleh v'aydei zeh. And certainly when you buy a new house, your whole family's happy about it. V'hu atova gemura v'shayech b'birch satova meitiv. And that's considered a favor, and therefore you make atova meitiv on it. So buying a new house during the 3 weeks would be, as long as you're living together with others, that would be atova meitiv, and would be mutter to do at that time. Now, what about during the 9 days? During the 9 days, you're not supposed to really do any construction. You're not really supposed to do any purchases. So, generally speaking, if you have a choice when you can schedule the closing, so you should schedule the closing after the 9 days. Wait until, and even better would be to schedule it after Tu B'Av, but not Maker Adin, you're not Mechuyev. As long as it's after Chatzos on the 10th day of Av, you're good to go. But if you have no choice and the closing has to be now, or you're going to pay some kind of a penalty if you do the closing later, then you're not mechuyev in any of these cases. You're not mechuyev to lose money in order to avoid buying something new during the 9 days. So with clothing, for example, it's very easy. Let's say you need to buy you want to buy some clothing. It's on sale. So generally speaking, when we buy clothing that we would make the Shechianu when we wear it. So it's very easy. You can buy the new clothing during the 9 days because it's on sale, and you're not mechuyev to lose money because of this. And then just don't put them on until after the 10th day of Av, and you'll be fine. When it comes to the house, it's the same thing. If you're going to lose money from avoiding the closing, you can do the closing during the 9 days. You could even technically do the closing on Erev Tisha B'Av, or if it was necessary on Tisha B'Av, assuming you're not in violation of the Isser of Hesach Hadas from the Avelis, etc. But Lamaisa, it should certainly wait till after Chatzos on the day of Tisha B'Av to do anything. But nevertheless, it would be mutter to do to avoid the hefsid. Now, what about buying Svarim? So here in the same Sifkatan, in Sifkatan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Brura, so he quotes, he says, "V'knias Svarim yesh deos bein achronim." When it comes to buying Svarim, if that's considered something that you would recite a Shechianu. So reason not to would be mitzvah slav lehenos. We consider buying Svarim to be either a mitzvah itself, according to the Rush, it's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. According to others, it's just, I guess you call it a Hechsher mitzvah, part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, so you have what to learn from. But we generally say that mitzvahs are not considered classic hanah, and therefore you wouldn't say Shechianu on buying a new sefer. Chayyadam mitzadi. So Chayyadam wants to paskin that if he was bedav mahay mahader acher zah sefer v'samach b'kinyasa demavarech. So if you were very excited about a particular sefer that you got your hands on, you would say a Shechianu, right? Because it's on the simcha and not on the tashmish of the sefer itself. So he says that's also the opinion of the Moruk Tzir, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Valkeinim limchos miyad hamavarech. Therefore, we should not protest someone who wants to say a Shechianu. But it's mashma that you're not chayef to say a Shechianu. But if you wanted to say a Shechianu because you were super excited that you bought this new sefer, then perhaps you would be allowed to say a Shechianu. So that would sound like, according to those poskim, that you are not allowed to purchase new Svarim during the 3 weeks because you would want to say a Shechianu. And obviously regular Svarim that you just need to look something up or because of what you're learning, but it wasn't dafka, something that you were seeking out and looking for a lengthy period of time, that would be mutter. In terms of if you wrote a sefer, right? So in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, he comments that if you just wrote a new sefer, so he says that he quotes the Marak Tzia, and he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak quoting the Marak Tzia, that you would make a Shechianu if you wrote a new sefer. But he says that the Minchas Yitzchak himself was of the opinion to say it without Shem and Malchus, and that's the Psaka of Chaim Kanievsky also, that when the Minig is not to say a Shechianu with Shem and Malchus. So if you put out a new sefer during the 3 weeks, it sounds like you'd be allowed to release the sefer. You wouldn't have to say a Shechianu at that time.